Welcome to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and sponsored by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll talk interior design, fashion, cooking, outdoor living, and so much more. Now, let's bring on the host. Here's Leslie Lovell.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home on this beautiful rainy day. And I say beautiful because we never have any rain, so we're really happy to see it. Our lake is pretty low right now. So get your umbrellas out, and please don't go out driving unless you really have to today, because there's a lot of puddling out there. I just made it in, luckily. I have a co-host with me today. Linda Piana couldn't make it because of the rain, but we have our lovely executive producer at KLAV here today, Darrellyn Davidian. Good morning, Darrellyn.
Hi, Leslie. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, thank you for coming on the show in the pinch of time, because I was really a little bit, you know, worried that I wouldn't have someone to talk to, because I don't like to talk for a whole hour.
I love
myself.
Talking to you.
Thank you. It's like, yeah, boring. One whole hour talking to yourself.
I mean, it's always, I know. Well, I talk to myself all the time.
Yeah, I know, but you know, we don't want people to hear that.
As long as you don't answer yourself.
Right? Well, I do that. That's a little scary. You know what I hate too is when you go in a room and you don't know why you're there.
Right.
Don't you hate that? Everybody does that. You go in, you go, oh, darn it. What did it? Okay, and then I leave the room, and then I know what I needed when I leave the room and go to the other side of the house. You know, that's about right. Too far. I got to put stickers on me.
I'm the same way.
Pin it on like your mom.
It's hard to remember everything.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really crazy. Anyway, I want to give you call-in numbers first, because I always forget to do that. So first of all, you're listening to the Home Sweet Home Show on KLAV1230AM.com live on the radio right now. And we're also broadcast streamed. Is it called streaming?
Streaming live on the internet.
Streaming live on the internet on VegasAllNetRadio.com. But to call in today to ask us an interior design question or any question about your home, anything you can think of, maybe current events that we may know something about, you can call in locally at 731-1230 in Las Vegas, or you can call from out of town, my out-of-town listeners. I know I have a lot on the East Coast, and I love you guys, 866-820-5528. So we'd love to hear from you if you're sitting around on a rainy day drinking a nice cup of Java. We'd love to hear from you.
It sounds good.
Yeah. Our hot cocoa, maybe. I found a couple of things, Darrellyn, this week that I found very interesting. I happened to be catching an HBO show, Bill Maher, you know, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Yeah, he's great.
I really like him. You know, some people don't, and I've had mixed opinions on it, but I kind of like his humor. I think he could be a little raunchy at times, which is really not my style, but I do like the fact that he is right on usually most of the time. He really is.
And he puts it in such a funny and hilarious way.
Doesn't he? And
he
kind of reminds me of the Democratic Bill O'Reilly.
That is true. I never thought of him that way.
The contrast, you know, because Bill O'Reilly can really get crazy. You know, he gets on your nerves. But anyway, I still watch it. But Peter Bick was a guest on his show. And this guy is really into the same things that Al Gore was in when he won the Nobel Peace Prize. He also won, did you know that Al Gore also won 2 Oscars for his Inconvenient Truth movie and
No.
for the music for the Inconvenient Truth? They won 2 Oscars. I thought that was amazing. In 2007.
Well, that was an incredible movie.
Wasn't it?
It was.
I mean, if you didn't see it, you probably should rent it or try to find it. But this Peter Bick is talking about how we could better farm and do better things. And he has a website. I found it. What the heck was it called here? I'm looking for it. Oh, carbonnation.com. CARBONNation.com. If you go to that, you could find out about his movie, which is too intense for me to go through the whole thing. But this guy really is. He said, even if you don't believe in global warming, do you believe in clean air and clean water and clean environment? Because I think that's the issue more than do you believe in global warming. Do we want our children and grandchildren to grow up in a safe and healthy environment? Because I don't think our families really knew enough about this to support us in having healthy, clean lives at this point in our lives.
Right.
They didn't
right.
know enough about it. I mean, which is sad.
And things have progressed.
Yes.
In unfortunately a negative way when it comes to clean air and what's going on with the environment.
It did. It changed a lot. And you know what amazes me? Remember when we were Oh, maybe in our 20s or 30s. I'm not sure because I'm older
than you. That was just last week for me.
Yeah, just last week, right. Because I was just 29 a week ago. But
you look terrific for 29.
Yeah, right. For the second time. But anyway, do you remember when they said not to use aerosol cans?
Mm-hmm.
And then only pump sprays and all that? Well, I immediately went to the pump spray because I thought, yeah, if I'm going to do anything by not using a hairspray can, you know, maybe how we used to plaster our hair to our heads.
Right.
Well, of course, we don't do that anymore.
I know, that's funny.
It was really awful.
Oh, my God. We're dating ourselves, Leslie.
I know. With the beehive. Oh, my God. Anything could have been in there.
Oh, yeah. I had a few things in there.
I know. Your change, your car keys, whatever you could put. It's crazy. But anyway, they said not to use aerosol cans. And, you know, since they came out with the three bins for recycling, I'm always an advocate of please put your plastic and your glass and your papers and all that jazz in there. I try to put as much as I can.
And so many people are still not doing that.
I know. And we really need to try harder because all that stuff's recyclable.
And it's free. I mean, you could, they'll drop off the bins to people at their homes. And it long term, it's better for the environment.
Little things make a difference. And we all can make a difference if we just all are more conscious about our environment and cleaning up around ourselves and not storing trash and junk in your garage that you know should be thrown away. And, you know, spiders and bugs and all kinds of stuff happens. Mice and...
Especially out here.
Yeah, because we don't have basements here.
Right.
So we have no way to store anything. So life gets crazy if you don't really take care of your... First, you start with your own space. Then you try to help the community. You know, that's what I believe in. So
I agree with you totally.
You know, I did find out something interesting. My sister, who's, you know, is the CEO of Baby's Bounty, the charity we talked about.
That is a great charity. You should tell the listeners a little bit about it if they're just tuning in.
Yeah, you know what? I will say something. And then I want to say something about your show, but... Anyway, my sister does a lot in the community, and I'm leading to something by telling you this about organic gardening and community gardening. But anyway, she founded a firm quite a few years ago called Baby's Bounty. And what they do is they help indigent mothers come home with their babies. They stuff these gorgeous diaper bags, brand new, filled with diapers and bottles and creams and potions and lotions and powders and baby clothes. They, you know, infant clothes. They get them like four or five outfits and bibs. And you have no idea, pacifiers, how helpful that is to a new mom that is very, you know, she just doesn't have the money. And a lot of these young girls that are expecting children have not chosen to become pregnant. It was, you know, either forced on them or some of the stories are very, very sad.
It is.
And they're young. A lot of them are very young.
And they don't know what to do. So with that, all that she has included in that basket are things they need. And I bet some of them don't even realize they need it.
They don't. She also does car seats and cribs and furniture and you name it. Whatever the mom needs, and they can gather up. So what happens is the mom writes to her social worker, and she says, these are the following items I need to bring my baby home. And the social worker contacts my sister through fax or through email and says, this is Mary Jones, and she needs the following. She's having a baby boy, you know, around this date, and this is what she needs. So it's mainly to take care of infants and preemies, and there are a lot of preemies with young mothers as well.
That's
a lot of
true,
people
too.
Don't know that. So anyway, my sister gets around a lot. She knows tons of people in Las Vegas. I think she just got Carl's Jr. and Old Navy as her national sponsors. She's amazing.
Fantastic.
I mean, I can't believe...
Well, what she's doing is...
She's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Honestly, she is.
How long has it been around?
I think 4 years now. If I'm wrong, she'll tell me. But I think it's close to 4 years. But she's really worked so, so hard. She's a 501c3, of course, and can take
non-profit.
Donations. Yeah, nonprofit. Yeah. But she met some people that have a community garden here. And I'm going to do some research on it and go visit it. And I think it would be fun to do a report on... They put kids to work, like, kind of like Mrs. Obama does, to teach them about organic gardening in our city, which is a little hard to believe that we have that here, but we do. So just to let you know.
Is that something new out here?
I don't know how new it is, but I'm going to get more information on it.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'd like to check it out with you, too.
Wouldn't that be interesting to find out? Because another thing I never did, and I would like to do, is go to that, isn't that the preserve? where they have, they show you how to garden, desert garden.
The water preserve, the springs preserve, or what's that called?
I think it's
Sue?
The springs preserve. Yeah, it's on like Alta and Valley View or
it
something.
It is Springs
I
Preserve.
Think, yeah, and they're supposed to have a gourmet restaurant there.
Ooh.
That is like 3 or 4 star, I heard.
Well, you yeah. cook gourmet.
Yeah, well.
I'm dying to come over for dinner.
Yeah, I know.
You've invited me so many times and I'm always busy.
I know. I made chicken piccata last night. Oh, my God, it was to die for. So anyway, that's something we should check out,
definitely,
too.
Definitely, because if people have that knowledge, then they can actually do it in their backyard. If it's
absolutely.
Right.
My brother-in-law, originally they started this garden for the kids, right? P.S., you know who winds up, like when you get a kid a dog and they go, oh, mommy, I want a dog, and then you wind up taking care of the dog because
right.
the kid doesn't, you know, that's life. But anyway, these kids started.
I love animals.
Right? So funny. So these kids started the garden. My brother-in-law helped them, and he got this like terraced, beautiful thing, you know, made out of wood. And he got all the best soils and all the best this and that. And he started the garden, and it's beautiful. It's so rich. And they get a lot of vegetables from there that they cook, which is amazing, herbs and vegetables. And I think that's great because they're both, you know, pretty much great cooks, my brother-in-law and my sister.
Wow.
So I just think that's a lot of fun.
It is.
He started the terrace garden, and now he's into
it. I have trouble with toast.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. I have a caller. I'm going to put my headset on. And let's see.
Get that headset on, Leslie.
Put the headset on. Get ready. Okay, go ahead, Sue. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Leslie. How are you?
Hi, Tom.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, I guess.
Good.
I caught a little bug, but I'm getting over it.
Okay.
School season's back, so.
Yeah.
What I was wondering was, are you aware of the chemtrails and the heavy metals and the soils? And we're breathing this stuff.
I know we are.
The barium and the aluminum and
I hear
God
you.
Knows all these other things going on in the atmosphere here. That would definitely affect your garden and the food we eat. It's the air we breathe here. It's everywhere, really.
It is. And, you know, you have to really inform yourself and read and learn things. And I think that's what I like to do is just realize that stuff's out there and try as hard as you can. It can't be perfect. You know, we try to stay healthy, but do everything we can to help ourselves in the
what do you do to them?
What do I do?
Uh-huh. As far as, you know, making sure
excuse me?
Go ahead.
I really believe that we should take action. Mm-hmm. I tried to talk to the woman at the health department about this a couple of years back.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me a phone number that I wasn't supposed to have.
Uh-oh.
But when I called the number, the man got angry and asked me how I found the number and
uh-oh.
Who am I. And I said, well, I asked him, well, who are you and who are you working for?
Yeah, sure.
Because these chemtrails, it's always these secret operations that the people know nothing about.
That's what's scary sometimes, isn't it? Mm-hmm. When we don't just know. But, you know, I think that if we take action, like we said today, you know, that's the main thing. But I want to thank you for calling in and making us aware. And stay dry today, okay, Tom?
Thank
yes,
you, Tom.
Ma'am.
All right, have a
wonderful
great day.
Day.
Bye-bye.
Good day.
Well, that was, you know, informative.
True.
I guess we know
yeah.
what's all going on.
I mean, there's
right?
a lot, no matter where you are today.
Yeah.
You know?
You have to really. You're right. Anyway, I also have this. Oh, I want to talk to you a minute. Tell me
okay.
about your show on KLAV.
Oh, yes. We launched myself and co-host James Kelly. It's called The Next Big Star, and it's on every Sunday at 4 o'clock here right on KLAV AM 1230. It's exciting. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what we do is we feature a wide spectrum of musicians, actors, comedians, you name it, that need a form and some exposure, and they're actively working right now, and they're very talented people, but they need a little exposure and a break, so we're trying to feature different people from all over the country, actually, but we've been going around Las Vegas checking out talent, and it's just a mm-hmm. fun show. This week we have an actor who's up and coming called Mike Santi, so he will be on this week, and then in September we'll have a lot of artists as well. We're booked through almost September now.
Okay.
For guests. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And being a musician songwriter myself, mm-hmm. I want to see if I can help some of these people out because I know how difficult it is to get recognized. And these people work very, very hard to achieve their dreams.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
And you can do it. You
yes.
know, you just need a little break and
right.
a little exposure.
So how do you figure out who's got the talent and how you want to promote it? I mean, do you interview people before you get
yes.
them on the show?
Yeah. Right. I go and listen to them
right.
or they'll send me tapes or videos, and James does mm-hmm. the same thing. And just kind of filter out. I mean, you know, we try to give everyone a break, but we've been lucky. The people that have submitted have been mm-hmm. pretty talented. And they just need some exposure. But the best way is to email us and send a bio. We're open to anyone that wants to, you know, be a guest on the show. It's not limited at all.
Right. What's the name of the show again, Darryl?
The Next Big Star.
The Next Big Star. So if you go to KLAV.com, how do you get to find
actually
out?
Go to www.thenextbigstar.com. That's our website.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also email us at thenextbigstarradioshow@yahoo.com.
Way cool.
Yeah, it's
that
fun.
That is way cool. I'm glad you told us.
Yeah, you should come
about.
On too and perform.
You know, oh yeah, right. Can I bring my baton? But then
yes,
you can't
bring
see
your
me.
No, no, we can because we
can
podcast
twirl.
Live.
Oh no,
on YouTube.
Then
we
I can
do
drop it.
But that's the fun part.
I know.
You know,
I
it's
love
the
it.
Unexpected.
I
we
still
like that.
Do that. I still twirl my baton when I get depressed.
You do.
That isn't often.
You do that in the house?
Yeah, but nobody sees me.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, when I march
I want to see
little,
it.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's so funny.
But I bet you're good at it.
I am good at it, but I have a weighted baton, you know, that you have to get measured, and it's a big thing. Because I was a majorette, you know, my
yeah,
young life.
In school,
but,
right?
Yeah. But
my sister did that.
Did she?
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we went to all the football games. I saw her with that, twirling that thing around.
It was a blast.
Yeah.
I mean, I really had a good time. I had little boots with the tassels. Oh, yeah.
I can see you doing that.
Oh, yeah. So I'm such a cornball. Oh, my God. I'm so silly.
You're fun.
I know. I'm nuts. I do want to take a break in a minute, but I'm going to start for a minute. About a girl that I'm going to have on the show on September 19th. Her name is Mercedes Warrick. And she sent me an absolutely beautiful article it says, "Flirt like you are in love." And it just caught my attention. You know, flirt like you're in love. That sounds something that you would want to do, but she says this isn't just about partners, you know, like husbands, wives, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever your significant other is. It's not about that. It's about just complimenting people and being kind to people on a daily basis and saying, you know, if someone has a beautiful pair of shoes on or, you know, or they smell great today, say, you know, what is that cologne? I just think that's wonderful. That smells great on you. Or, geez, those shoes are cute. I'd love to, you know, wear a pair of shoes like that. Where'd you get those? You know, that kind of stuff just boosts the person's ego so quickly.
Yeah.
And even if they're having a horrible day, you know, that maybe they, you know, got to work late and the boss was mean to them or whatever. You know, you never know how people are living, or someone in their family isn't well and they come to work and they're, you know, down in the dumps. If you sometimes just say, you know, you got the prettiest eyes with that blouse, it doesn't mean you're flirting with them to want to take them on a date. It just means that you look lovely today. And isn't that a nice compliment?
Right. I was going to tell you that's a beautiful dress you're wearing,
well, thank
Leslie.
You. See, there you go. It works already.
Right. And Sue looks nice today, too.
There
Sue,
you go.
I like that top.
Yeah.
It's so important to do that because it does make people feel good about themselves.
It's reinforcement.
And we're all here to help each other.
Yeah,
you know,
it's reinforcement.
It doesn't mean you should make up things, but certainly make people feel good. If there's something that you say, wow, what a nice pair of earrings, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, you look great today. It does make people feel good, and it changes their whole attitude and the whole day,
so
especially
does.
If it's going, you know, in the wrong direction.
And, you know, it's funny. You can almost win people over that aren't the most, you know, great. You know, there are people out there that just are not happy. You know, and it makes you sad because I'm a very up person. But, you know, if I see someone that I work with and I see them always, you know, not too happy, I really try hard. I try harder because I know that there is a better way to go through your life. And I go, hey, you know what? I saw what you did last week on that project. You did a great job. That was impressive. And they go, you notice that? You know, that kind
See?
Of thing.
Yeah.
Because just noticing that little bit of effort, extra effort that someone might have done, That is really important. I love when people go, oh, Les, you know, I love the way you hung that picture for me. It looks so great there. I'm like, you did? Because I hung like 20, but that's the one you like? You know, I mean, it's great, isn't it?
It does help.
It does
help. So when she's talking about flirting, because I love to flirt.
Me too.
I don't know.
It's a lot of fun.
You know, it's just fun to flirt. Mm-hmm. So she's referring to any type of flirting.
Any type. Like start with a best friend. I do this every day. But, you know, start with a best friend and say, you know, Mary, you look great today. Did you do something different? And then maybe she'll say, you know, I cut my hair. Or I put a different streak in it. Or sometimes there is a reason, you know.
Right.
Or I bought a new blouse and this is my new shirt. How do you like it? You know, that's always just a great way to start. It doesn't have to be with a mate. It can be with a friend, or it could be with, you know, anyone in your life. Or someone you see on the supermarket line. I've done that.
Oh, yeah.
I go, God, that's a beautiful dress.
Right.
I
and
love
they do.
That.
I mean,
yeah.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun, and also it's rewarding because mm-hmm. you're making someone feel good.
Absolutely.
And that's important.
My mom was the funniest person. She passed now, but I
Mine
swear.
Too.
I know. It's sad, but.
I miss my mom.
Me too. But, you know, the thing is, my mom had a way about her, and I think that's why my sister and I are such social butterflies, is that she would go in a supermarket, and she was a really great cook, and if she watched a young man, like a young gentleman, go to, like, the meat section, she would say to him, what are you going to do with that chicken?
That's funny.
And he'd just look at it like, huh? And she'd go, you know, let me tell you the easiest way to make something. She was hilarious. And they would actually listen to her and smile and make mental notes. And I go, Mom, you are a kick. And she go, you know, maybe he doesn't know what to do with that chicken. Maybe he was going to take
I wouldn't know what to do with the chicken.
So she was so cute that way. You know,
how cute
and
is that?
I love
they probably
like
started
that.
Writing down the recipes. Yeah. She probably gave everyone her recipes.
True. Because we didn't have the internet in those days. So my mother thought she was given helpful hints by
right.
Louise. You know, she
and I'm sure they appreciated it. But this lady, Mercedes, sounds pretty extraordinary.
She is.
And she's also a motivational speaker.
Yeah, she is. And she also has written books. And they're on the internet. She'll tell you all about it on the 19th
of September.
I'm looking
forward to hearing her.
She's a very lovely girl, too. She's statuesque, and she's very attractive, and she's really got her act together. She was an exec for Ethel M for years.
Wow. I love those chocolates.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Aren't they great?
Mm-hmm.
And she ran a lot at Ethel M. She won awards for her job there. I mean, her bio is beautiful. I read it the other day, and I was like, oh, my gosh, Mercedes was in my women's networking group that I'm a president of for many years, and I didn't even know about that part of her that she worked at Ethel M.
Wow.
I didn't know. I just thought she was a motivational speaker. From
That'd be good training for her.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a short break. Sue's going to take us out for a few minutes, and we're going to collect our new thoughts because we have a lot of fun stuff to talk about when we come back.
And you're listening to
KLIV. KLIV, that's right. AM 1230AM.com live or call in numbers 731-1230. 866-820-5528. So we'll see you in a few minutes. And this is Leslie and Darrellyn, and we'll be back.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395. If you're a beginning student or if you're coming back to the piano to brush up on your skills, Linda Piana is the professional piano coach for you. If you want to play by ear or read music, whether you're a child, teen, or adult, Linda Piana will show you how to teach yourself to play.
Hi, I'm Linda Piana. I'd love to teach you the art of playing piano. All you need is a desire to play and time to practice your art. Please call me at 702-370-2377.
Learn the art of playing piano. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. Home is where the heart is. And this is Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Well, hi, we're back with Home Sweet Home on this rainy Wednesday, and it looks like it's clearing up a little bit, maybe. I don't hear the thunder and lightning anymore.
Cozy weather, though.
I know. It's just that I don't want to go out anywhere after I go home
today.
You can
stay here. We don't mind.
Yeah, just hang out here and drink hot cocoa or something.
Sounds good to me.
With a little marshmallow. Only if you have the little marshmallow.
We'll find some around here somewhere.
Yeah, right. Oh, you got them?
Oh,
good.
Sue has them. All right, Sue.
Yay. Okay. Anyway, we found this cute little article, and it's 7 signs you need a vacation. So Darilyn's going to read them.
I'm telling you, after reading this, I definitely need a vacation.
Go for it.
You need a vacation when you forget mouthwash and you gargle with espresso.
I love it.
You need a vacation when you worked up a PowerPoint presentation for your pastor outlining how he could fast track his sermons.
Oh, my goodness. That's rough.
You need a vacation when your kid spelled out "pack me" in the layer of dust on your suitcase.
Clean me and then pack me. Oh my God.
You need a vacation when all your family photos, you're a blur.
It's true.
A blur in every photo, I think.
Me too. I don't know what's going on with that.
So people that have not taken vacations, hopefully are listening. You need a vacation when you look forward to going to the dentist so you can take a nap.
When you're knocked
out. I'm scared of the dentist.
I know. Oh, gosh. I know. It's scary.
You need a vacation when the closest you've come to swimming this summer is when you stepped in a puddle.
That's not good.
That is not good at all.
Today's a good day for
puddle
jumping,
a very good day,
though.
So if someone needs a vacation, they can go out in the puddles.
Put your little suit on and jump around the neighborhood.
And the last one here is you need a vacation when the tags are still on that swimsuit you bought last year.
I know. That's not good. No. You know what? Talking about swimsuit shopping, I think we talked about it with Maytel Bronstein from the bungalow here, that shop, that little dress shop.
She's terrific, too.
She's terrific, isn't she? How intimidating it is for women to shop for a swimsuit. I don't care if you weigh an ounce or you're, whatever you weigh, it doesn't matter. And you know those mirrors they put in those dressing rooms? They're brutal.
I hate those mirrors.
Man, what are
they? They make you look bigger or something.
What is up with that? Are they funhouse mirrors from the circus?
I get so depressed when I look at that mirror.
I hate those mirrors. I'm like,
it's awful.
I want to put a cloth.
I don't like
over.
Wearing a swimsuit. I just don't. I just don't like to expose myself in public like that.
Yeah, that's why I like my own pool in the backyard. And my boyfriend's like that too. He goes, I hate a community pool for that reason. Because, you know, like you feel like everybody's like, oh, that's what she looks like without her clothes on.
I
know. It's like, oh. I don't
I know.
Want anybody
and
to
people
know
can be mean.
Can't they?
Yeah.
And most people that really shouldn't go with like bikinis on. Do you ever notice that at the
beach?
Oh my
God, yeah. And then the flab is falling out.
But you know what?
But then again, I give them credit because
well, they're daring because I'm not that daring. I am not. I know. Our Susie wears one, but
Susie
could.
Susie, you should. You look great. As you are.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is
some people... they shouldn't.
I know they shouldn't.
They should, especially the older gals. I mean, to me, the young gals really can get away with it. But once you hit 50 years old, oh, please, get real. I mean, really, it's too old. I think you
it
should
depends.
Really wear... That's my thought. I think you should wear a one piece. And I'll tell you why, because it looks classier. It looks like, you know, really put it together.
Even when you're young, a one piece looks classier,
I think. So. And, you know, some of these magazines that have bathing suits in them, like the Spiegel Catalog and Boston Proper and all those, I got to tell you, they show the most gorgeous one piece swimsuits. I mean, these beautiful florals. I bought a beautiful tropical floral one this year that's, you know, it just goes straight across your front and then the high cut leg, but it's a one piece.
That sounds like
it's
a
really
nice
pretty.
Piece. Yeah.
A black background and then big, beautiful passion flowers on the front of it. It's gorgeous, and I've gotten a lot of compliments on it because it's such a pretty print.
And you can, you know? I mean, it does kind of like leaves the imagination too, mm-hmm. you know, when everything's exposed.
I know, it just...
But if I had the body, I'd probably expose it.
I might do it, I mean, if I was under 50, I might do it again.
Even if you're over 50, though, some people yeah. have wonderful bodies.
That's
over 50.
True. They work out.
You know, or they've had lipo or yeah. a lot of work done so they can get away with it, you know?
There must be a God, because now we have Botox, Perlane, and lipo. There must be. I mean, he must be going to... You poor girls, you really need help. I mean, you think, do you know what? When our mothers were aging, they had nothing.
I know.
I mean, honestly, you had to go for a drastic facelift.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, I do. I do. You know, my mother looked good, though, even when she was 89. I mean, she still had no gray hairs.
God
I couldn't believe
her.
It, but she wore a wig.
Yeah.
And I think that's why she didn't have any gray hairs, because she kept her head covered all the time. Yeah. She was a blonde bombshell at 89.
Isn't that fun?
What a wonderful woman. But,
That's great. That's great. My mother was a redhead.
Funny.
But you know who died yesterday? Phyllis
no.
Diller.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I should know that so being in the media.
Funny. Yeah.
She was hilarious.
Talk about plastic surgery.
She had a lot.
Oh, my God. But you know what? She looked beautiful after she had that surgery.
See, there's great surgeons out there.
Yeah,
we have a couple on the air here that do a tremendous job. But yeah. I'm afraid to do it.
Mm.
I'm afraid.
Well,
to have it done, you know what I mean?
Really, but you don't need it. I mean, you know, you're not old enough yet. But I
thank
mean,
you. I'm only 29.
We I know.
Determined
I knew,
that
I knew
earlier, didn't we?
What are you talking about? But I'm just saying, I think it's great that we have those liquid, you know, processes, liquid facelifts, they call them, instead of having
the ones
to
in the
well,
magazine.
Would you get Perlane or Restylane or
right.
Botox? That's called the liquid facelift because it's non-invasive as far as cutting of any sort, which I'm not into. I see the knife.
That's what I'm talking.
Yeah, the only thing I want to do with a knife is cut vegetables. That's it. I don't want it on my face. That is not.
Or you'll be a vegetable if
yeah.
they make a mistake.
Thank you. So those of you who haven't taken a vacation yet, you really should try. People say, oh, I'll just not go because I have so much work to do. And believe me, that's not a good idea. If you can even afford to do a little mini, you know, vacation, maybe for 3 or 4 days somewhere, not too expensive, shop the internet for little hotel bargains and
whatever.
There's
a lot out there.
There's a lot out there. After Labor Day, you're going to find a lot because all the kids go back to school. And if you want to do some traveling, usually the rates drop,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is really, really good.
It is. And,
so.
And there's a lot of nice places not too far from here that people could go.
Mm-hmm.
Like even a little getaway to Laughlin is kind of
yeah,
cool.
They say, or Big Bear Mountain, the little lodges up there we've talked about on the show.
Yeah.
There's so many cool little places. I like to go to Sedona once in a while.
I love Sedona.
Or Palm Springs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just little trips that get your mind off what you're doing every day. And try not to take your laptop and your cell phone and your... I mean, you might as well stay home if you're going to do that.
Exactly. And that's another thing. A lot of people think taking a vacation at home recharges their batteries, but it really doesn't.
No. I tell you what I do when I take a vacation at home. It's cleaning closet time. It's, you know, everything that I shouldn't be doing that I need to catch up on, but I really... don't want to do.
Right.
Then I go, oh, well, I'm off for 3 or 4 days. Why don't I just do that? And then there go the 3 or 4
right.
days. And then you feel like you didn't even rest.
Exactly.
It's not a good feeling.
So you have to get away.
You have to,
you know?
Because it changes your environment.
So where are we going?
I don't know, but we need to go. Well, you know, my cousin Marion and I, we're pretty close. I don't think you've met her yet, but she's, you know, in her 70s and was quite a difference in our ages because our moms were very different in age, you know? Our moms were sisters. But anyway, because she's a single gal, I get to travel with her because she's retired. So I'll say, Marion, let's take a trip to here or there. And we did go to Santa Barbara last year. And
it's beautiful.
We
country.
Just had such a good time. We laughed. We brought an Italian translation book, like how to speak Italian, how to teach yourself how to speak. We had each other hysterical. We just laughed. We were drinking wine and trying to talk Italian at the same time, which is not a good idea because we had such a good time. But, I mean, girls should do it, too. You know, take little girl trips and
sure.
go with your girlfriends, get a couple of rooms and, you know, double up and just go to a little place for a few days and just lay by the pool and hang out and have a good time. Why not?
And forget about life for a little
yeah,
bit, you know?
You need
to break away. And even if you're married, that's good for the relationship.
It is. Just
to take
a little break.
It's
not like you're going away to do something wrong. We girls don't have time for that.
No.
We just want to talk to each other. And they say if you have a good girlfriend, you don't need a therapist. I believe that.
I totally believe that. As long as you can find someone you can confide in and
someone
trust.
Someone who's close to you that you trust. Yeah.
Right. I have a buddy. Sure. I have a buddy in California. Mm-hmm. Very close to.
There you go.
You know, I should go and visit her. She's in Northern California. Sure. I used to live there. It's beautiful there,
wine
San Francisco.
Country. What's better than that?
I know.
It's beautiful.
I'm ready
up
for
there.
Some wine. Did you bring some with you today?
No, too bad. I'm trying to get a sponsor for our show to have a wine a month or a wine a week. I'm working on that just so we could taste a different wine.
Oh, maybe we have a wine company listening to you right now.
Yeah, if you're out there, we'd love to do with Kathy Lee and Hoda do. Every day they have a different wine.
That would be fun.
Oh,
and then we could offer a glass to our engineer here, Sue, who also does her own show, by the way.
I know. Susie, you're a right-on girl. I know. That's great.
Yeah, we're busy here.
We are busy girls. I'll tell you, we all have like two jobs. Okay, well, so go ahead.
I wanted to ask you because, you know, when you invited me to your house, I was so blown away with how you decorated your home. It's so beautiful.
Thanks, Joe.
And you're definitely an expert. What are you working on these days?
Well, I am working on a renovation in town on the southwest side, South Summerlin. And it is a house that's 12 years old. And a gentleman called me and he said, you know, I just really don't like the way my house looks. And I said, really? He said, yeah, he's retired, but he doesn't feel comfortable in it. It doesn't feel beautiful to him or inviting. So he said, would you come over? And this was a few months ago. It was right before he went on vacation because he was going to take his car and go across the country and come back, which is lovely for someone retired.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I'll come out and look. And I let him talk. I always do that. And I say, tell me what it is about the house that you're not happy with. And I make my notes. And then I proceeded to tell him how I work. And I said, you know, I know you've seen my website and you liked it and that's why you called. But let me tell you what I would do. I'm going to give you the simple version first because I always give people, I think if it was my house, this is what I would want to do because, first of all, dollars are an issue today because we're in a recession still. And even if you do have some money, you really feel like you're very careful about how you spend it because we are in such a recession, mm-hmm. right?
I hope it gets better.
Me too, and I think it will, but I think it's better than it was the last few years. But anyway, I did tell him these are the most inexpensive ways to do your home because he had a pretty big wish list and some of it was expensive to do. And I said, this is what I would do if it was my house, to spruce it up, to give it a more modern, updated look. Because, you know, we were going back 12 years. I don't know if you remember, but they used to do those cabinets that were bleached wood, like kind of like a pink bleached look.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
And he has that, and he hates it.
Yeah.
He just thinks it's ugly. And I said, you know what? I it's dated. Mm-hmm. And he has the 12 by 12 ceramic tiles on the floor in white, which is so hard to keep clean. And they have the white grout, and it's like, oh. You know, it's just, and remember those tile countertops they used to do, the white tile?
Oh, he has that too?
You know, and they're hard to keep clean because they collect bacteria.
Exactly.
You can't keep them clean. I used to take Clorox and pour it on my countertops because when I had those years ago, because I hated the thought that bacteria might be hanging out everywhere in my kitchen and I'm a cook, you know?
Right.
But we're working on that. I'll get pictures on the internet once
before
finish,
and after.
Before and after, so you guys can see, you know, the difference. But it's pretty exciting.
So you're going to replace the counters and everything?
Yes. We're going to paint the cabinets
right.
a different color, which is going to be beautiful. I won't give all the secrets away. We're replacing the floors with more like a stone look on the floors.
That sounds nice.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And we're also doing this new, well, it's not new anymore, quartz countertops. That's it's pretty much a natural product, but it's kind of replaced granite in the world out there. And it's called Silestone or Caesar Stone. And it looks just like granite, but it's more even colored. Mm. And it's more impervious.
Well, you do beautiful work. When I was there, you showed me some of the work you've done, and it's simply amazing.
Thank you so much.
Also, what I like about you is when people hire your services, you don't take anyone for granted. You really get their... when they invest dollars with you, you try to get them the best deal possible.
I really try hard to budget them, but sometimes people's budget, Darylin, are so unrealistic. They go, can I do this, you know, this entire 5,000 square foot space for like $50,000 or $70,000? And I need everything. I need window covers and furniture and a stock kitchen. And I'm like, really? I mean, I want to help them, but at the same time, you have to realize that we're in 2012 now.
Right.
Have you looked at prices of things? I mean, even on my budget, going to the best possible places I can get furniture, and I will not buy low-end stuff because I don't want to get a phone call that fell apart.
Right.
It's medium, at least, medium quality, which is pretty nice. But I have the connections for that. But let me tell you something. You got to have a real budget. It can't be a champagne budget on a, you know, champagne look on a beer budget. You just can't do it.
Right.
It's like going in. I had a client recently like this, and it wasn't, you know, I couldn't get through to him that it would be more money than he was willing to spend because he had too much to do. And, you know, it's like going in a Mercedes dealer and saying, hey, you see this $150,000 gorgeous black Mercedes with all the bells and whistles? Well, I know it costs $150. It's a sticker price, but I'm only going to pay $100 for it.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, right. That won't go very far.
No, you're not. So it's really the same thing.
Well, you get what you pay for, too.
Absolutely. I mean, you know? Can't drive a Mercedes when you have a Chevy budget, let's face it.
Exactly.
So, you know.
You know.
It's a no-brainer.
And then.
Design questions. But you know what I wanted to do first? If you'll pick up your sheet.
Anything you want.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
I like it. Well, I was going to talk about roasted peppers, but I'll do that closer to 12.
You're making me hungry.
I know, because Sue says when I do it early in the show, our sound person, she gets, you know, too anxious to eat lunch because I start talking about food at like 11 o'clock and she's got to wait another hour. So it's not good. But I found this. Somebody emailed me this. You know how you get this stuff on the emails? But this is my friend Karen, and she's a scientist for the forestry division. She's been all over the country. She's got a very interesting job. But she sent me this little thing on Thoughts to Ponder. And I thought I'd share them with you because they're really funny. Number 10 is life is sexually transmitted. You can do number 9. Darren.
Good health is merely the slowest possible rate at which one can die.
Good health. Prolonging the inevitable, right? Number 8 is men have two emotions, hungry and sexy. If you see him hanging on the refrigerator, make him a sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, you could take that a few ways, you know,
yeah,
Leslie. Number 7 is give a person a fish and you feed them for a day. Teach a person to use the internet and they won't bother you for weeks, months, maybe years.
It's true. Some people are like a slinky, not really good for anything, but you still can't help but smile when you shove them down the stairs.
I like that one.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, but I could use that on a few people I know.
I know, it's so wrong.
It is kind of wrong.
We're bad.
We're very bad.
I know.
Number 5 is health nuts are going to feel stupid someday. Lying in the hospitals, dying of nothing.
I had an uncle, I got to tell you this. I can talk about him now because he passed away.
He's listening to you.
I know. Well, Uncle Johnny, forgive me. But he was my godfather, and he was a hoot and three quarters, and he was a professional entertainer.
Ah.
He sang beautifully, like Cab Calloway, kind of like that.
Mm.
Heidi, Heidi.
Yeah,
Heidi,
I like that.
Well, P.S., he was a hypochondriac. So every time, like, someone would have a pain, he would have it. So you go, oh, Uncle Johnny, you know, I had this little my wrist over here. And you go, I got that. I just had that yesterday. Really? You know, I had this pain in the back. I have that pain. When did you get it? I used to die laughing. So one day he says to my mother, Jerry, feel my pulse. See if my heart is still beating. My mother got hilarious. She goes, Johnny, get out of here before I kill you. But he was that kind of guy. He was so funny. So, you know, hypochondriacs.
That is funny. They are funny.
They are so funny. Let's see what number 4 says. I want to read it first. Okay. It says, all of us could take a lesson from the weather. It pays no attention to criticism. That's true.
That is true.
Okay, go ahead.
Number 3, why does a slight tax increase cost you $800 and a substantial tax cut saves you $30? This is true.
Yeah, unfortunately. In the 60s, people took acid to make the world weird. Now the world is weird and people take Prozac to make it normal.
That's funny.
I love this.
Oh, this is great. And number one thought, life is like a jar of jalapeno peppers. What you do today might burn you tomorrow.
That's right. I know, that's so weird.
Actually, I read that wrong, didn't I?
No, I put took us there.
Oh, okay, I missed that one, Leslie.
I said, life is like a jar of jalapeno. What you do today might burn your took us tomorrow.
Yeah, because you didn't want to use that other word that's in there.
No, I can't use that other word. They don't let me curse.
I don't think they'll mind that one. I don't know.
No, only if you have Jack in front of it.
Well, where
Daniels
is Jack
or
today?
Why didn't you
bring Jack with you today?
I know. I'm telling you, girl. That is crazy.
That's fun.
So don't worry about old age. It doesn't last that long.
Yeah, before you know it.
Right? That's so funny. So what else do we have here today that was interesting? I know there's so many things I pulled. I pulled a picture real quick of this aqua room I saw.
That is gorgeous.
It's so pretty. And Sue, you want to take a look? I always like to show Sue because she loves interior design too.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, this light aqua is so sweet on the walls. I just love that color. And not because I'm a girl. I just, this is kind of like it, but very, very soft. And you know, I always tell my clients and my listeners that paint colors are very hard to choose. And I'll tell you why, because there's hundreds of thousands of colors out there. Every paint company has a different version of red and a different version of white. And there's usually like 200 whites and 300 reds, and it could drive you insane. So when people pick colors, they're mortified. I mean, they're out there going, what the heck? I go into people's homes where they've called me in for a color consult, and they'll have like 20 colors scotch taped to the wall. You know, those big chips you could get at Lowe's or Home Depot. And they're like totally befuddled. They're like, what do you think? This one, this one, this. And I'm like, you know what? Take them all down. Just take them all down. Okay? Just don't stress. It's color. It's beautiful. You know, let's just talk about your house, what you're doing. Because I try to calm them down. I say, I know your closet might be messy. If it is, it's okay. But can I look in there? And they go, why? And I go, I just want to see what colors you pick when you buy clothing. And they go, really? Because they have nothing in their house that really has a color in it. It's probably beige, you know? Mostly beige. Mostly men are like that, too. They have brown or beige or gray, and that's pretty much it. And then I look in the closet, and sometimes I see a beautiful burgundy or a gorgeous green, like a moss green that they bought
clothes.
A shirt. Yeah, they bought a shirt. That's how I kind of, oh, that's your accent color. Okay, let's go from there. Do you like this green? And he's like, yeah, I bought that shirt. I like that green.
It's a great way of doing it. I've never heard
really
that before.
It is. It gives me an idea of where they're going. But the thing I want to say about this beautiful room is that people are so afraid of color. They want to paint everything white or beige.
And that's
and
boring.
You know what? It's so freaking boring. I mean, life is color. This is it, guys. This is not a dress rehearsal. Let's do it right. You know, let's put some color in our lives and everything we do. It's beautiful. So the color aqua that I found on the Glidden paint chart last night, it's called Wilton Blue, W-I-L-T-O-N Blue, and it has brown in it. It has brown base in it. It's a gorgeous color. So just say you have a beautiful upholstered headboard in a neutral or a seagrass headboard, which is or rattan or whatever. Put the Wilton Blue on that focal wall where your bed headboard is, right? And then the adjacent walls, I found a color called Mild Wind. And that's also a Glidden paint. And I believe Glidden is Lowe's and Lowe's store. And it was on chart 195 in the color fan. So if you ask your paint person at Lowe's to look on the color fan on Glidden, you'll find chart number 195. You'll find Wilton Blue, W-I-L-T-O-N, and Mild Wind. And I think if you use those colors in your bedroom and you're looking for a soothing, gorgeous, sweet look in your bedroom, you could be a male, you could be a female, you could be a couple. And what you can do with it is, in this lovely picture, they did a seagrass bed and like white antique-y furniture that's got a real classic look. Isn't that pretty?
That's gorgeous.
And the bedding is aqua and white, crisp white. And I love the linen showing today. I think it's just beautiful. So they did a little, a cute little lamp with it, with kind of like a grassy shade on it, clear lamp. It just makes such a beautiful little statement. And this kind of a look is great with white shutters, too. White shears, a white shutter.
I have to get you in my house to decorate it.
Beautiful. Just a beautiful light
on
look.
The Mild Wind, what is that like?
It's a little lighter than the Wilton. The Wilton's the darkest color, and usually you put the darkest color behind the wall of the bed. and then the lighter colors on the adjacent walls.
Got it.
Now, the one thing I want to say about paint out here is that when you do your lines, you have to use that blue paint tape, you know, that you go straight down the line with from the top of the ceiling
right,
to the floor.
Right, I've seen that, yeah.
Because we have what are called orange peel walls out here, which are very bumpy. And if you don't use that tape, you're going to get a really uneven bleeding line in your corners from color to color. So you have to really be careful on how you do your corners. And, you know, the paint professionals, like at any of the stores, will always help you, tell you how to do that, you know, how to join your colors without bleeding into each other.
Right.
You know? So that's an important issue. And another point, Darylyn, that I want to make to our listeners also is about outdoor colors, like, you know, paint colors on your house.
Mm. You can help me with that because I need to paint my outside of the house.
Now, if you don't have a CCNRs that restrict you to certain colors.
I do have
colors,
CCR, yes.
That's the first thing you have to do. You have to call your association and say, what am I allowed to do? What are my color choices? Really, you have to. If you don't have CCNRs, what I want to tell people, do you ever run into a house that's like pink or turquoise?
Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
A little scary.
Very.
What I don't like about it is it doesn't blend into the environment. And you want your homes to look like it's part of Earth, like it's part of the beautiful mountains and the beautiful scenery that we have here. You don't want it to stick out like a sore thumb. That's not what beauty is about. Make your greenery do the work for you. Maybe you can get some colorful desert flowers for in front of the house, like bottle brush, which is very red or, you know, really pretty. Or that stuff that grows everywhere, the little yellow flowers. I'm going blank on it now.
What is it called?
Lantana.
Oh, okay.
Lantana. It's everywhere, but you can really get some really pretty colors with that, you know. I mean, and just make the gardening talk,
right?
You know, make it work for you. If you have a tree in front of your house, maybe you could plant a bed of flowers that bloom, you know, year round around your tree, and make a little border so that you get a little color, you know, there. And you could put a beautiful wreath on your door in color, you
and
know.
You can use a wreath year round. A lot of people
year round
think they don't, you know, because. It's
absolutely.
Like a Christmas thing, but it isn't.
No, it's not. And you could do beautiful things in front of your house, like put topiaries. Fake topiaries are great. And what I do with them at my front door, I put one on each side because I have outlets out there. But I put the little white lights around them all the way down for the holiday season. And it's like a Martha Stewart front door. I have the big, beautiful wreath with a big, big ribbon and then the little topiaries with the winding white lights. I mean, it just... When you come in, you kind of feel like you're a little New England.
How can people get learn more about your business?
Well, you can go to towncenterdesign.com, and my website's really cool. It's really nice. We just updated it. Or you could go to Facebook.com/homesweethome.com
right.
And see about the radio show and what we're doing right now.
Well, you do great work.
Thanks, Darylyn. So there's a lot of ways to find me. And
yeah, I heard there's a lot of ways to find you.
I know. I can't hide from anybody. I know. I can't go out in public. Everybody knows who I am. They're like, aren't you? It's scary. I know.
Did you want me to read one of these emails we had from a listener?
Yeah. Sure, go ahead if you want.
Well, actually, you were talking about this earlier. This lady says, my kitchen is so boring. It looks dated. Any suggestions?
Yeah, and then, like I said, sometimes you don't have to change the cabinets, and that's a big expense that people do. I always try to talk them out of changing the cabinets because it's really pricey. So sometimes you could take the doors off and put new doors and just leave the bases, or you could paint them a beautiful color. There's so many things. You could kill the finish. That's one way to do it. You could put crown molding, you could change the lighting in the ceiling. I mean, there's a million ways, but call me out and I'll come out and give you an idea, you know, what you could do. The first consultation is complimentary.
Wow.
So I always, you know, throw a lot of ideas out there on the table and tell you what you can do. And if you want to go forward, I tell you how to do that. But I want to make one announcement before we get off about this beautiful art show that's coming. Salvador Dali is going to have his art's going to be shown at the Fashion Show Mall at Centaur, Centaur Art Galleries on Friday, August 31st from 5 to 9 p.m. And it's by invitation only. But if you're interested, I'm sure you could call Centaur Art Gallery. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be having prizes, hors d'oeuvres, wine, and champagne. So it's August 31st from 5 to 9 p.m. And if you'd like to go, I would suggest you call Centro
like
Art Galleries,
Leslie.
A fashion show. Yeah, because Leroy Neiman I mean, Salvador Dali reminds me of Leroy Neiman, our local guy. You know, mm-hmm. It's like kind of a little bizarre but fun. And he kind of looks like Leroy Neiman, too.
Oh, yes.
I get a little confused.
And you'll be there.
I think I'm going to be there. Yeah, I'm going to call my
Lovell.
Rep. Yes.
Home sweet home.
The home sweet home girl will be there and doing a little report on it. Anyway, I want to close out, darling.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure, why not? We're going to get some wine, right?
Yeah, right now. and Susie, I didn't talk about the roasted peppers, but that's okay. So we're going to close today. Thank you, Darilyn.
Thank you for having me.
12:30 a.m. on your dial. And Leslie Lovell, Darilyn Davidian for Home Sweet Home. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Stay dry.